Silver. You're tuned in to Malice Cooper. All right, I have R.A. Maloff. Did I say that right?
Pretty good, Malice. It's Mihailov.
Mihailov. Okay, I was close.
You just put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Syllable. I do that a lot.
You don't believe me. You did very well compared to what some people do.
Oh, well, that's good. Good to know. I didn't mess it up that bad.
You done good.
I went to all your... I was trying to find, like, everything I could.
Yes.
On you.
Yes.
And there was, like, so much that I thought, well, even if I look for days, I'm going to forget everything. So I basically...
I forgot a lot of it myself.
See? That's what I'm saying. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's my claim to fame. That's my big one.
That's the big one.
Yep.
And what was that like?
My first love, but now I have a new love.
Oh, yeah? Which is?
The movie I just finished, Hatchet 2.
Well, see, on the page, it says still filming.
Okay, yeah, we just finished last week, a week ago, week and a half ago.
Sweet. See, so I'm just in time.
2 weeks ago, I was in New Orleans, Louisiana, putting the finishing touches on Hatchet 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what was it like? Can you tell me? What can you tell me?
Well, I can tell you, I have a feeling it's going to be a really good movie. The cast is excellent to a person. I'm telling you, listen to this cast. Danielle Harris,
uh-huh.
Tony Todd, the legendary director Tom Holland came out of acting retirement.
Oh, you're kidding!
To do a part in this movie. I'm in it, of course. Kane Hodder reprises his role as Victor Crowley.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, Adam Green returned as director and writer.
Oh,
and I think, I'm telling you, I think we just have a really, really good project.
Wow.
And to do the last 4 days on location in New Orleans was a stone-cold blast.
Wow. And, well, New Orleans is just so out there for a place to be filming, right?
Say that one more time from Alice.
New Orleans. I mean, for a place to be filming.
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't want to leave. I have to go back there. I have to make another movie there.
Really?
Uh-huh. If anybody's got a horror movie set in New Orleans, let me know.
Cool. Because that's a cool place, right?
I mean, I have to.
What did you see when you were there? Like, did anything freak you out? Did you get any, like, spooky stuff happen?
No. Nothing freaks me out, you know? I'm a charter member of Hollywood Ghost Hunters.
Well, you are.
Oh, yes.
I did not know that.
Well, yes, I am. The aforementioned Kane Hodder and Rick McCollum formed a group called Hollywood Ghost Hunters, and we go to... places, and we tried to do a little ghost hunting while we were all in New Orleans, but we were pretty busy working on the movie, so we didn't get a whole lot of chance to do any ghost hunting in New Orleans.
Oh, but at least you tried.
We tried, yes, but nothing. I have to tell you, nothing freaks me out.
Well, maybe you just haven't found it yet.
Well, okay, let me put it to you this way. Last fall,
mm-hmm.
I made a personal appearance at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Okay.
Where Ghost Adventures did a live 7-hour interactive telecast.
I think I remember that one. I think I watched that one.
I was there 2 weeks before they were.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And I was there. My ghost hunting was, I spent most of the night alone in the Civil War section, by myself, I guess it's the same thing, in the dark, because I forgot to bring a flashlight,
So what happened?
I heard noises, and that's it.
So the noises, like, when they happened, you didn't even jump?
No. You know, somebody said, on one of the first ghost hunts we went on, the owner of the house, we asked him if he was afraid living in a house that was, haunted or whatever you want to call it. And his reply was, no, you have more to fear from the living than the dead.
Well, that's true sometimes.
Yeah. So, and I have to admit, I am a skeptic. I'm willing to believe when I see something, but to this point, I haven't seen
what
anything
are you gonna
that
do?
Makes me, 100% positive.
What are you going to do when one of those entities flicks you in the ear or something?
Then I will begin to believe, but I'll still have to see more of a manifestation.
So even if it punches you in the chest?
Then I'll begin to believe.
See, because Doug that I've had on the show, Doug Carnahan from NorCal Paranormal, he got punched.
The name sounds familiar. I don't know him personally.
He got punched in the chest repeatedly by an entity in his own house.
Okay, well, I'm sure that's what he believes, and when it happens to me, I'll be a believer too.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. We can't really say that we should only be afraid of the living, because...
Yeah, but it didn't hurt him.
Well, actually, it did pretty much hurt. I mean...
Oh, yeah, it hurt. I mean, if you get punched by... But it didn't kill him or anything like that, or mutilate him.
No.
No.
No, he got it out of the house.
Yeah. So...
But, I mean, there have been people that have been, scratched really, really bad, and,
So I've heard. So I've heard, and when I experience that myself, then I will be, a confirmed believer.
So, but you're not afraid. Like, you're going in, and you're just saying, well, I'm not afraid of this stuff, so.
So far, yes. Nothing has scared me.
Well, you're lucky.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you're just too big, and the ghosts that are there are just going, well, no, you know what? I'm not even gonna know.
maybe
if that
maybe
guy
like
punches
that,
me,
that old saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because I'm the baddest son of a bitch in the valley. I don't know. No, hey, like I said, if I'm open to. Being convinced, and when I feel that I've actually experienced something, I'll be the first to admit it.
Well, okay. You let me know as soon as it happens.
I will.
Because, I mean, I've got the whole paranormal page going on now and everything, too.
What's that?
I've got the whole paranormal, Malice Cooper's paranormal page.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, when we get Hollywood Ghost Hunters up to full speed, we'll have to come on en masse.
Sure. I'll put, videos up on the site, if you want.
Yeah, we'll go to our website, hollywoodghosthunters.com.
I'll make sure I add that. Do they go to MySpace, too?
That's a good question. Don't know.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. I can't keep my... I just got on Facebook. I told Barbara today... I just got on Facebook.
I know, I added you.
I know, I saw that. I think I saw that. By the way, I just want to take this opportunity to tell everybody that has sent me messages on Facebook I'm trying to answer every message. I'm falling behind. and I hope I've answered them, but I'm not. I'm just learning to navigate the cyber morass.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have inadvertently hit wrong buttons and not made replies. I don't know. Just I'll try to get back to everybody, but sometimes the technology outwits me.
Well, Facebook, like, everybody sends me all these things that I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing. So 98% of them are sitting there because I don't know what to do with them.
Me neither.
Well, we're in the same boat.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was a year ago, April, I wasn't even on the internet, so.
That's true.
Yeah,
Barb was so telling me you didn't even have a web page.
No, I still don't have a web page. It's under construction. Hopefully, it'll be up pretty quick. But I do have a Facebook page.
Well, you have the what is it, IMDb?
Yeah, everybody that's done anything in show business automatically gets an IMDb.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh. Don't ask me how it's done, because I have never personally added anything on it myself. It just shows up there. I don't know who does it. But
wow.
You know, if someone tells you they did a part in a movie,
mm-hmm.
and you of course, like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. You just go to IMDb, and it should be on there.
Wow, I should look for myself on there.
Have you done parts in movies?
Well, they weren't speaking parts. I was an extra.
Okay. Well, they generally don't put extras. It has to be a like a principal role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were actually being bad for that movie. It was like at the Parliament grounds here in Winnipeg. It was the David Milgaard movie.
Right.
And we were all singing where we shouldn't have been singing at all. Because, it's a law courts building.
Did you get fired?
No, we didn't get fired, but we got told to shut up or we'd get thrown out. But it was great while it was happening, because the acoustics, it had like this amazingly high ceiling, right?
Right.
And we were around in this circular area where it was just like this massive space. And I can't even remember. I think we were singing Give Peace a Chance. And I think that's the song it was. And it just sounded so incredibly amazing.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, like, I guess mostly because everybody could sing, which was really... It would have been terrible if there would have been, like, so many off-key, but it was actually, it sounded great. I was like, oh, man, if only I had a tape recorder, you know?
Yeah, it's too bad it was the wrong venue for the performance, huh?
Yeah, but we had fun. And but then they wanted me to do, like, they wanted me, I was walking down the hallway with this fake cop, and they wanted me to, like, pretend I was hitting on him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like... No, that doesn't happen in law office buildings. Because, like, I've worked in lots of them. And that just doesn't happen. You know? Like, those places are professional. You know, and I thought, well, if you want this to be, like, real, you have to make it real. That doesn't happen there.
Well, yes, I'm sure that's true. But remember,
it was a movie. I should have done it.
It was a movie, and, and sometimes, you know, they weave around the truth.
Yeah, I know.
I just thought
it was inappropriate. I mean, here's David Milgaard. He's in jail. It sucks. I felt bad for his mom, you know. I was
right?
Like, no, this just feels, like, weird and icky and wrong. Bad. Bad director. Bad. So I just totally said no.
But the show must go on.
Well, it did.
Oh, okay.
And I got stung by wasps. And I still did my scenes.
You're a trooper.
That's right.
Good for you.
Yeah, I did. And that was kind of like the pretty much end of my acting stuff. I kind of, well, I mean, Malice Cooper the band is acting. So, being in a band and acting like Alice Cooper, it was, you know, that's acting. So,
right.
I mean, I did that since 2002.
That fills your performance need.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a movie, but it's still acting.
Yeah, exactly. See, I have never been in a band, nor will I ever be in a band, so...
How come?
Huh?
How come?
Because I can't sing.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little... Well, when I used to drink, I could sing pretty good. At least I think I did.
Well, what if you can and you just don't know? Because you're not trying.
Well, you know, I am... Well, actually, now that I reflect upon it for a moment, I am a professional singer.
See?
If you subscribe to the definition of professional as someone who gets paid for doing a task.
Exactly.
And I did a movie, and the reason I know this, because I just, while I was waiting for you to call, I was putting my resume online. I did a movie called Drive several years ago, mm-hmm. and my character was the singing trucker.
See?
So I guess I am a professional singer, but unfortunately, the whole gag of the scene was I was such a bad singer that the stars almost left the bar.
But that was acting.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah. Yeah.
See.
Okay. Yes. Let's say that was acting.
It was just you were just acting like
yes,
a bad
exactly.
singer. See. So.
Thank you.
I mean, that doesn't count technically. For
as being a bad singer or as being a singer?
Well, it counts as being a singer.
Okay.
You know, you were just acting that you couldn't sing.
Oh, you are too generous.
Well, no, that's how it is.
Well,
see, because if you were acting like a good singer, you would have been singing properly.
Highly unlikely, Malice.
Shh, don't tell them. If you tell them, it's like totally wrecking everything.
Well, there's no way I can pull it off, though. So I might as well. There's no way I could pull off singing. So
maybe if you got drunk first. Maybe
no,
that was all you needed. Maybe a couple of drinks. But then you wouldn't have been able to drive the truck.
I mean, yes, there were some splendid evenings. You know, singing sea shanties and old ballads and stuff like that, and they sounded great. I think.
Well.
Or I thought, but who knows?
Well, they're on film, right?
No, absolutely no. These are just almost before I ever went into show business.
Oh. Well, okay. You haven't tried since then.
Well, you're absolutely correct about that. And the likelihood of me doing it is almost nil.
Oh, come on. Not even karaoke?
Oh, my God, no.
Are you serious? You wouldn't do karaoke?
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, come on.
No. The only time I go to karaoke is when it's porn star karaoke.
Well, either way, so go then.
Well, I do, but I don't go to sing.
Well, why not?
I go for the scenery.
Yeah, but get up there. Bang out a tune. Get up there, bang out a tune.
Negatory on that, Malice.
Aw, come on. It's all in the name of rock and roll.
I'll make this deal with you.
Okay.
If we are ever in a place together, and there's karaoke, or as I like to call it, croakyoke.
Okay.
I will get up there and do a duet with you.
Okay. That's a fair deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, done deal. Good deal.
We can do like...
Deal, done deal.
You're My Shadow, or whatever that song's called. Me.
I don't know. You're
and
gonna have to pick
my
song, and
shadow. You know that one? Walking down the avenue.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. I'm not that old.
Oh, but that reminds me. Oh, I gotta tell you, that reminds me.
What?
For Hatchet 2.
Yeah.
One of our castmates came up with a great idea, and they wanted to do a video of I Put a Spell on You with Tony Todd, singing the song I Put a Spell on You, and you know the rest of us filling in on instruments and chorus and stuff like that, and it would have been great.
See?
It would have been great.
Well, yeah.
But the fact is, you know, it's a copyrighted material, and there's no money to license it.
Oh. See, there's always a catch.
On you.
There's always a catch. It's not fair.
Yeah, huh? I know. But it would have been the coolest video, and you know.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe they can still do it.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'll let you know if it happens.
For sure.
I will. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Okay, good deal.
And if they record it and make it an MP3, I'll play it.
Okay. Whatever MP3 is, if it ever goes there, I'll let you know.
Okay. Sounds fair enough.
All right. Sounds good.
So Hatchet 2, eh?
Yes. Yes. You know, like I said, I'm really excited about this. This movie is actually, I did the biggest role I have ever done without a mask.
Really?
Yes.
So you think this is like the ultimate then?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be a pretty cool movie.
Well, out of all of the ones that you've done, you're now putting it to the top?
Well, it's the most recent one I've done, so yeah, it's in first place right now. And it will stay there until something greater supersedes it. And, you know, but I have big hopes for this movie, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. I can't tell you how fun. Okay, let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
If the fans have half as much fun watching the movie as we did making the movie, it will be huge.
Oh, wow. So you guys really actually had fun.
Uh-huh. Yes, we did. It was, I mean...
Those are the best ones.
I mean, I was so... Okay. I can't stress this enough. I was so impressed by the quality of the people. You know, the actors in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just so good, so spot on. You know, it's just a kick-ass, balls-to-the-wall horror film.
I can't wait.
Really gruesome murders.
Sweet.
I actually get in a big knockdown, drag-out fight with, you know, Victor Crowley, the creature,
wow,
which I was real excited about.
Did you kick his butt?
I'm contractually... prohibited from saying the outcome. It's a good fight, I'll tell you that. It's a good fight.
So you guys, like, were actually wrestling, though, right?
Yes. Yes. I can't talk. Damn it. It's good. Let me just tell you, it's really good.
Cool.
We're just
going to have to wait for it, then.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait for it to come out. So,
did they have a date yet?
I think the release date is Labor Day.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's perfect timing for a horror movie.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So, I believe that's what I heard. If I hear anything different, I'll call you and let you know.
Will you just put any of the trailers or any of that stuff? I'll share it on Facebook.
Okay. All right. I'll do it. If I can.
Well, I know you can.
Well, no, you don't. I may not have the technical ability to do that.
I'll teach you.
Oh?
I'll teach you.
Okay. And I'm, you know, I don't have any control over the material. I don't know how they're gonna, you know, parse it out or anything like that.
Well, I think once you have web pages, they'll send it to you.
Okay.
Because they'll want you to advertise.
Okay. Well, I'll notify you if and when that happens.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, good deal.
I wish you could tell me more, though. It's like, oh my god. You know, because like I want to know more, and I can't even ask you.
Ask me what?
Well, basically anything, because you're not able to tell me very much about it, because we can't give any of it away.
I can't give the details away, but I can, you know, hang on.
Looking through your list of what you can say.
Kind of, yeah, I am actually.
I know.
Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
There's something somewhere.
I'm gonna. All right, bear with me. I can't multitask.
Okay. Neither can I. That's why I'm only talking to you. I've let everybody else slide.
Well, thank you. I'm doing the same. But I'm going. Can you hear me pecking away? That's how I type.
Well, Rick does the kind of almost like two-finger typing too, but he's really fast. It actually amazes me at how fast he can type.
Okay, here we go. Get ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's
okay.
Some talking points. I got them.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Hatchet 2 is going to be much darker, scarier, and even more violent than Hatchet 1.
Whoa.
It's got some. But it also has some hilarious characters, and I mean they are hilarious.
Well, then that makes it like a horror comedy.
No. You know, and I know exactly what you mean. No, they're.
They're funny when they're talking to you. They're just not funny when they're in the movie.
When they're being killed. No. I mean, there's some funny. There's scenes of, you know, some of the people interacting. You know, and they're funny, but. You know, it's that kind of misdirection, you know.
Yeah.
Goofing around, and next thing you know, you're shredded.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's that kind of thing. But, I mean, some of the actors, you know, were really good.
Those are just the best times, though. You know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, normal people don't get to know the behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. And number two, no, Hatchet 2, it actually... delves deeper into Victor Crowley's backstory and what, you know, why he is the way he is.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it was
because I saw that documentary.
Which one?
On Mr. Crowley.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And that, like, I was like, okay, whoa. You know, like, I could see why a person would want to go to that extreme. But then when, like, his, I guess, partner or whatever said, you know, like, there was demons gonna rip him apart and all kinds of stuff. I was like, dude.
Wait, now, are you speaking of Victor Crowley or Aleister Crowley?
Oh, wait, I was probably thinking of Aleister Crowley.
Uh-huh, I thought so.
Yeah, I was. You busted me.
Now, this is a character named Victor Crowley. I'm sure the name was chosen for the, you know,
for the weirdness.
Yeah.
It had the weird factor.
Uh-huh.
Well, that works.
Yeah.
Because you can't get any more weird.
Oh, I am. Hey, wait a minute. I am allowed to talk about my fight scene.
Are you?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, go.
Oh, yeah. It's it's a knockdown, drag-out fight, and there's all kinds of stuff gets broken.
Not on you.
Yeah?
You mean stuff gets broken on you?
Boy, no, I actually, well, no, I actually break, my body breaks some things.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's cool. It's cool.
You didn't get hurt, though.
See it all cut together.
You didn't get hurt at all, though.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But,
But it was, like, pretty real, though, right?
It looks really good, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, they've got stunt doubles and stuff like that. You weren't using one.
Huh?
They've got stunt doubles and stuff. You weren't using one.
Well, no. The stunt coordinator, Kane Hodder, had enough faith in my ability. We worked together on a few films. He had enough faith in my ability that he let me do my own fight scene.
Cool.
And it's kind of, I'm kind of hard to double as well.
Well, you're not exactly, you don't look like many other people, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it worked out perfectly, you know. I mean, I actually, at the very beginning of my career, I thought about trying to become a stuntman, so this was an opportunity to, for my inner stuntman to come out.
You know, it's a good thing you didn't start that early.
Why?
Well, because you probably would have ended up with broken bones and all kinds of stuff and regretted it later.
I did that enough on my own, just being stupid.
We'll have to talk about that another show, because we've run out of time.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Well,
but that's okay. We'll just
like to carry this conversation on whenever you feel like it.
Well, we'll just do it again. I'll just have Barb have you on next month.
Let's just consider it a done deal.
Okay.
All
sounds
right.
Good to me.
Sounds good to me.
And that's R-A... M-I-H-A-I-L-O-F-F at the end of Facebook. Right?
Mihail.
Mihail off.
Yep. There, you got it.
Perfect. Everybody will be searching for it as soon as the show's over.
Okay. We didn't get any IMs, huh?
I think they were all just listening intently.
Oh, well, all right.
Which is great.
Okay. Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we are. But take care of yourself. I'll let you go, and I'll get this back off to you as soon as the show's done.
Sounds good.
Okay, take care.
Thank you for taking the time to interview me.
Well, thanks for being on the show. Seriously.
My absolute pleasure.
Mine as well. It was awesome. Thanks.
Good deal.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. God, we could have talked forever. Why didn't you guys tell me it was, like, so late? Shame on you. You're supposed to remind me. Rods. Rock hard. That's what's up next.